Paradigm shift is an overused term. Properly, it refers to a radical change of perspective on a topic, such as the move from the physics of Newton to the physics of Einstein, or the introduction of plate tectonics to geology. Such things are rare. Something which history may come to regard as a true paradigm shift does, however, seem to be going on at the moment in medicine. This is a recognition that the zillions of apparently non-pathogenic bacteria on and in human bodies, hitherto largely ignored, are actually important for people's health. They may even help to explain the development of some mysterious conditions. One such condition is autism, these days often called autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. ASD is characterized by repetitive, stereotypical, and often restricted behavior such as head nodding, and by the difficulties those with it have in reading the emotions of and communicating with other people. These symptoms are noticeable in children from the age of 2 onwards. Currently in America, about one child in 59 is diagnosed with ASD. What causes ASD has baffled psychiatrists and neurologists since the syndrome was first described in the mid-20th century by Hans Asperger and Leo Kanner. But the evidence is pointing towards the bacteria of the gut. That suggestion has been reinforced by two recently published studies, one on human beings and one on laboratory rodents. The human study, the latest results of which came out a few weeks ago in Scientific Reports, is being conducted by Rosa Krajmalnik-Brown of Arizona State University and her associates. It was prompted by earlier work in which Dr. Krajmalnik-Brown and James Adams, a colleague at Arizona State, sequenced the DNA of gut bacteria from 20 autistic children to discover which species were present. They found that the children in their sample were missing hundreds of the 1,000-plus bacterial species that colonize a neurotypical person's intestine. One notable absence was Privatella. This bug, which makes its living by fermenting otherwise indigestible carbohydrate polymers in dietary fiber, is abundant in the alimentary canals of farmers and hunter-gatherers in places like Africa, rare in Western Europeans and Americans, and nearly non-existent in children with ASD. Their discovery led Dr. Krajmalnik-Brown and Dr. Adams to the idea that restoring the missing bacteria might alleviate autism's symptoms. 2 years ago, they tested a process called microbiota transfer therapy, or MTT, on 18 autistic children aged between 7 and 16. Of their participants, 15 were regarded, according to the Childhood Autism Rating Scale, as having severe autism.